fuck if you guys are ready or not. This is Ashaholics. I am your host, Ash Hollywood, and today I have with me one of my favorites, Aiden Starr.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So we met a long, long time ago before I even knew what you did, but I know
before
now.
Before you knew what I did.
Before, like, I knew what exactly does that mean? Who you were and what you
Everyone can hear you laughing in the fucking background.
I know.
I know he gets to chime in whenever he wants, like a dick.
What do I do?
But we're... I met you was actually at Universal Horror Nights, yep. And you were screaming to the pigs in their masks to whip out their dick as they came running after me with a chainsaw because I was the victim. That was actually a great night. Come to find out that you are a very amazing femdom.
Thank you.
This is what I hear. I mean, you might beat them into saying that, but that's what you're supposed to do, right?
I don't know. I guess so. I mean, I work a lot. In femdom. I've done a lot of femdom videos. I'm a dominatrix and I get paid to do that, so that qualifies me. I get paid to do it.
That fucking works. You've seen me around kink.com as a sub, and I actually want to get into domming. Can
why?
You teach me tricks of the trade? Because I make why? A really, really shitty sub.
You do.
Quite honestly, I do.
I can't
I
agree more.
I make a shitty sub.
You know what I mean? She's just like...
Like, every time I want to get mad and kill somebody, and they have to take all sharp objects away from me because I'm, like, about to stab them. And I'm more dominant in my personal life, but femdom is a completely different world.
Is there a difference between dominating and annoying?
Like you?
Yeah.
The first femdom movie that I participated in was in New York, probably about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, I worked as a bottom. Okay. In movies for years and years. And not that many femdom movies got made 10 years ago. They were all on VHS or DVD was coming out then. Kink.com did not exist.
Oh,
it was
right.
Before all of that. There were not websites where there was this mass need for content on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. So it was really special that you got to be in these movies. Ooh. And I weaseled my way into being a top in one of these movies by buying really, really nice clothes. Because part of being a dominatrix, especially in video, is how you dress.
Tell me more about that.
Well, nobody wants to bow down and worship someone whose clothes don't match.
Exactly.
If you look like a clown, people are not going to have any respect for you.
Dominatrix, I think, you know, chains, leather, corsets, things like that. Mm-hmm. What's that? How does a true dom dress? I mean, you said nice clothes, but is that like designer clothes?
No, that's a great question. I think that you have to look well put together and organized.
But you don't necessarily need to be the whole leather, dark mistress kind of thing. Can you be a different type of dom?
You can. I think that's a very personal decision for everybody. When I was first doming, my favorite color is fuchsia. So my clothes were fuchsia and black latex.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, it was fantastic. A lot of people thought that it was not traditional enough to appeal to mass audience for DVD and VHS, because at the time, guys definitely had the idea of, you know, black corset, black mm-hmm. gloves, black bra, black mini skirt, stockings that come all the way up to your crotch line with a back seam to them, crotch
sexy.
High boots. That whole thing was like everybody kind of just cookie cutter patterned that way.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, when I bought my own clothes to shoot, which I did, I wanted fuchsia and black latex.
Well, and I mean, you're always dressed quirky. We talk about how we wear children's clothes all the time, and you're
totally.
This badass femdom, but, you know, we dress in kids' clothes. We're actually complaining
we
about how your tits don't fit in most of the shirts.
They don't. That's totally true.
And we have debated on cutting holes in your shirts just so your tits can fit.
So my tits can fit out. but when I play BDSM, fashion is really a big deal to me
mm-hmm.
Because I fetishize clothing and I typically play with bottoms who fetishize clothing.
Okay.
I also am not interested in bottoming to somebody who looks like a fucking rag doll.
Exactly.
I think if you, when you're looking to be a good top, you have to think about what you want, what you'd want as a bottom. Like mm-hmm. if you were going to bottom to someone and actually enjoy yourself, what would the person look like and what would they do to you and how would they treat you and what would they say? And that's how you have to treat bottoms.
You have to give respect in order to get it. I mean, that's
yes.
an age old rule. Now you were telling me that you bottomed for a long time before.
I did.
Who was the dom that you looked up to? Who taught you your ways? Because in order to be a good dom, you have to actually learn from one in some way or another, or learn from many.
It's completely true. There are a whole lot of different dominatrixes that influenced me. Irene Boss, Portia Lynn, Mistress Mir. There were a bunch on the East Coast in New York City. The dom scene was flourishing at the end of the 90s. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of them. Lita Resurrection is another one. She and the Mistress Carrie owned Arena Blaze, which is, or was, I should say, a huge dungeon in downtown New York that that was very dungeon, pro-dungeon, lifestyle dungeon, and then also like artistic lifestyle.
Now, I've seen a little bit of the history and things on fetish and, you know, dungeons, doms, everything like that, and it seems to me most of it started out on the East Coast before coming west. Am I correct or wrong?
There are two separate distinct histories of dungeons in America. Mm-hmm. Besides everything in the middle and in the south, which aren't necessarily too prominent in terms of the women that they've produced by their lineage. There were a couple of really big dungeons in New York City. Pandora's Box being one of them. That was probably one of the biggest ones. Paradise Lost was a big one, and that place was actually a bachelor club party. Like you could go in and get whatever you wanted. You could get a hooker, you could get a strip club, or you could get a dominatrix. And what a lot of people don't realize, especially very self-righteous dominatrixes, is that domination did originate in brothels on the East Coast, definitely.
Exactly.
Now, on the West Coast, it was the Chateau and Lady Laura's Dominion. And a woman, there actually used to be a Lady Laura. She passed away. And she left her dungeon to, I forget the woman who owns it now, but she passed her dungeon down. And those places, I want to say those places go as far back as the 80s. They predate the East Coast places.
There's a huge, huge history in it, definitely. Now, I'm hearing all this lady, mistress, and so on and so forth. Miss Aiden Starr, what do they call you?
I don't have a formal title because I'm not, a formal dominatrix currently. I don't have a house anymore. Mm-hmm. So
that's what it actually takes.
You have to have a house. Yeah.
I had no idea. Tell me more about this. What makes you a formal dominatrix, and would you be one again?
No, because I don't like having employees. But when I had a dungeon, I was headmistress. Mm-hmm. When I work at Kink, I'm goddess, and that's kind of just the title they gave to me.
Okay.
But because videos start when you walk into the room and stop at the end, mm-hmm. I don't use my title all the time.
Okay. Do you have a signature? I mean, some dominatrixes and tops have, you know, specific things that they like to do. Is there like an Aiden Starr signature, a goddess signature?
Or
do you cater it per sub?
Yeah, after 13 years of this, I've literally done every type of fetish that you can conceive of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a good question. Right now, I'm into religious play, which is why I got down with the goddess title being a pagan thing up in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely very into that. I'm also into neuro-linguistic programming and forced consumption and like of drugs and stuff like that, and non-consensual play. But that's really a personal life thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously not something that I can do in a paid arena. So it really depends on what the restrictions of the situation and the other person are.
Now, tell me more, because you're one of the few people, very few people I know, that's actually, you do this in your personal life. You enjoy doing this in your personal life. You're not just paid to do it. So tell me the difference between, the biggest differences between the camera dom and then the personal dom. Which do you enjoy more? I mean, obviously the personal.
No, I don't think that that's necessarily true. I mean, I like to have to tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's...
So you have to tone it down for camera.
I have to tone it down for camera.
See, that's
for
interesting. Me, most people have to turn it up.
Oh, no, I have to turn it way down for camera. For me, because I do live a very free lifestyle, it's amusing to have to think within the box, which is pretty much what I do in front of the camera.
Think within the box.
Think inside
not
the box.
Outside.
Exactly.
That's interesting. See, this is why I've always liked you. I mean, besides yelling at scary things and telling him to whip their dicks out, and we're about the same height. Two little balls of fury.
My question is with kink.com, I mean, you've been working with them for how many years now?
A lot.
How long has Kink been around? How many years exactly?
Mm,
isn't it something like 8?
Something like 8, yeah. And I've been there like... at least five, if not six or seven.
And you mostly, you've always dommed for them?
I bottoms for them once.
Okay.
They, I don't know, they just weren't that into hiring me as a bottom.
Right.
They didn't really hire me a lot until I was with Spiegler.
Oh, yeah. Because a lot of his girls work with Kink. I see them up there all the time, actually. Kink superstars.
Do you enjoy working for them? I mean, and why do you like working for them?
I really like working for them because I'm friends with the directors that work there. Mm-hmm. I think is probably the sole reason why I enjoy working up there. I'm friends with the directors. Actually, I'm friends with a lot of the people that work there. I'm cool with Peter. I like the people that work there is why I like working there. I can't say it's just the directors.
Would you say the
I like
scenes
a lot of
are
the
like
people.
A collaboration with you and the directors?
Yes. Okay. In my case, but I'm not sure if that's how it is.
Because I would listen to you. I mean, I would collaborate with you and listen to you because you know what you're doing on every angle of it.
Thank you.
You know, and behind the camera too, you understand that aspect.
I think the directors at Kink really love me because they can show up to work sick and sit behind a monitor and just be like, all right, go do it. And then I come back an hour later and they're like, all right, great. I'm going to go home now and die now. Or, you know, I can replace pretty much like whoever didn't show up as a top. So they like me for that reason also. I think they consider me to be a good employee.
Pretty much.
That's what they like me.
I like that word.
Because I'm going to get the job done and no one's going to get broken in the process.
Exactly. Do you have a favorite website of Kink to work for? I mean, essentially, you would be co-directing it. Do you have a favorite one to do?
You can't ask me that.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Because like so many of my friends work up there, so I'm going to have to.
They won't listen to this. Nobody listens to this.
That's totally not true. Nothing comes out of my mouth that doesn't get repeated, Dick Avery. So don't even.
Nobody's going to listen to this. You can say it's just between us three.
I don't have a favorite.
Okay.
I don't. That's not true.
Cop out.
I think it's probably pretty well known that the Training of O was always my favorite to work on because
I
really
haven't done yet and I really want to, but I'm scared. It's fucking intense. I know that.
I don't think that it's more intense than other sites. I like it because I really am allowed to do whatever I want when I get there. And every time I do it, I at least co-direct it.
Okay.
Like
cool.
I design the scene every single time. And it is about. It is about the personal interaction that I'm having, and there's no, you can't
you
say that on
same
camera.
Do you get sub for the entire training? Or do you switch off subs each day?
I only do one scene per training. That's a male dom site.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm a guest on that site, if anything.
So we were talking again about, you know, dress and everything like that. I'm really grooving on the new Wired Pussy room, the dungeon. Have you seen it? It's painted white with the black floors, which is completely different from what Kink was doing because everything looks all dungeony and wood and chains. And then you get Wired and it's this all white, clean, pretty room.
That room, well, I'll tell you. that room is the souped up dream steroid version of my dungeon.
Really?
And Bobby made it. Made a lot of the panels to look like the place that we had together, but if she had the money and all of the resources to make it exactly what we would have had it look like.
That's really cool to know. I hadn't been to your dungeon.
It was I walked in and I was like, is this the inside of my head? And she's like, yeah, it is kind of the inside of your head. I'm like, even the ceiling? And she's like, even the ceiling. She's like, do you like it? I'm like, I love it, man. Like, this is my dungeon, but in San Francisco. You moved to my dungeon to San Francisco, and you're still here. That's fucking great.
That's awesome. Again, this has been Ashaholics here with Aiden Starr. Aiden, where can we find you?
AidenStarr.net. And also julieland.com.
Of course.
Do you have a Twitter, any way we can reach
yes,
you?
Yes, on Twitter I am at Aiden Starr.
Yes,
two R's.
You are. And always posting pictures of her pussy.
Cats.
Yes, skinny cats. And I am Ash Hollywood. You can find me at ashgirl.com or on Twitter at Ash Hollywood. And it's been amazing. I hope to have you back very soon.
Like in 5 minutes.